Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Oh, yeah. We have so much to get into, and usually I begin the show with news clips and ranting, but I have a lot to get into. But first, you can always leave me a voicemail, and I will be sure to play it on my show. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio at gmail.com, and my Snapchat is Hoppy Radio. Get it? Got it? Good. All righty. I'm going to go through some of these headlines going on in the internet. No, nothing that's going to be political. No, nothing that's going to be COVID-related. We're going to have fun today on the show known as Hoppy Hour.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
But before we get into it, I got to let you know that this show is for the hardworking average Joe that grinds in life. I don't care if you're in the Midwest or you're in Florida. I want to make my show make time go by at your job. But I got to earn it. I got to manifest that by putting out good content. And damn it, it's a hard thing to do in this day and age. You're competing with TikTok. You're competing with Pornhub. I mean, it's a whole thing. This first headline here. As a Chicago Bears fan, I loved every single moment of this. So the big rivalry growing up was the Green Bay Packers versus the Chicago Bears. And essentially my whole lifetime, the Packers have crushed the Bears because they had Brett Favre from like 1990 to 2008. And they had Aaron Rodgers since 2008, and the Bears never really beat the Packers because we play them twice a year. And when we do beat them, it's usually a fluke game. It's one of those games that you remember so easily because it's like so ridiculous. Like, that's when you're beating the Packers. You're never beating the Packers in a thriller. You're beating the Packers in a clunky game. Like, I remember one in 2010. It was Jay Cutler versus Aaron Rodgers. Who's the better quarterback? Jay Cutler or Aaron Rodgers? Everybody was debating it. It was the dumbest debate ever in the history of sports talk radio that Aaron Rodgers versus Jay Cutler was ever discussed. But you had that going on early on, and there was a game in 2010. It was right after my grandpa died, so I was like, oh, this grandpa putting a prayer over the Bears. And the Bears win this like Monday night football game against the Packers. But like Greg Jennings, that game had like three dropped passes, and all the Packers were dropping the passes. And then the Packers had like, I don't know, 18 penalties for 170 yards. For 170 yards? I swear I did not drink before this. I don't know why I slurred. Like during this game, the one game I can think of where the Packers lost to the Bears got lucky. So what I'm saying is my whole life, the Packers have always been the person that just makes Chicago feel bad. I've never watched the game and been like, oh man, I feel really good about myself being a Chicago Bears fan. Like, we got a good chance going in. We're going to see what happens and much more. No, we've always been doomed. And I don't know if you have a team like that, because I'm kind of just done with sports. Like, I watched the Bears on Sunday, and like Fields comes in, Justin Fields, and he throws like three good passes, and I'm like, woo, the Bears are back. And Aaron Rodgers just crushes us, and then forever, I'm like, nah, I'm not watching them again. Here's the moment, this video. Pat McAfee tweeted out, it was after Aaron Rodgers scores a touchdown to put the Bears down 10, which essentially with 4 minutes left, the game would be over. Some teams, you have potential, but no. So Aaron Rodgers talks to a bunch of Packer fan or Bears fans at Soldier Field who are talking smack. And here's what Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, one of the worst brothers of all time, one of the worst boyfriends of all time, but against the Bears, he's the GOAT, as his record is 23-5. And here's what he had to say to all Soldier Field. Yeah. And all the Bears fans, how dare Aaron Rodgers disrespect us like that? But if we were 23-5 against the Packers and in a world where Jay Cutler cared about sports and actually played and did well and didn't just throw up numbers that make you think he was good, we would be loving it. Can you imagine if Jay Cutler scores a touchdown right in front of all the cheeseheads at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, and you're like, yeah, how do you like me now? If I may quote the Hobson song from 2010, how do you like me now, Green Bay, as he flexes? Oh, Chicago would love that, but when it's done to Chicago sports, no! We can't be disrespected as Bears fans. We're living in 1985, a whole lifetime ago. The amount of time since 85 is essentially the amount of time between 1940 and 1980. The definition of living in the past. We can sit around and we can be embarrassed about it, or we can just admit.
I still love you! I still love you!
I love it, man. And I was listening to sports talk radio in Chicago, and they're like, do you think that was disrespectful for the baby? Again, if a Chicago player did this, like when Michael Jordan was smack talking, you never heard sports talk radio. Well, I was 3 years old then, but I can't imagine sports talk radio like Mike North in the morning was like, I think he was too offensive to Patrick Ewing. I think he was too offensive to Gary Payton. I think he was too. No. When Michael Jordan was a douchebag, everybody loved it. Oh, he cheats on his wife. Oh, he gambles. Oh, it's great. Michael Jordan, yeah. But any other athlete has flaws, or any other athlete talks crap about Chicago. You never hear the end of it from all the columnists that write newspaper articles. Oh, you guys are relevant. But honestly, the Bears, at this point, used to be the biggest problem in Chicago. But now you look around at the city and you're like, I don't really feel safe anymore. And then you realize that you don't want to be in Chicago anymore. Chicago has this weird vibe where when you visit it, you're like, oh my God, I'm in Chicago. And then you realize, oh my God, I'm in Chicago.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back. He never holds back. And he speaks his mind.
Oh, I do.
Welcome back to Hoppy Out.
But we're not back yet. That was not supposed to play. This following segment has been brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lead you in the wrong direction. When I tell you that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay, go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations where you can purchase it in person. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com, and there you can order online and tag us on social media. Tag us on Instagram at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Let us know what you cook up, because we are so interested in everything you cook up. Brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, no, not Leo yet. Oh!
little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. I'm trying something out tonight. Usually I begin the show by just playing a lot of celebrity news clips. And don't you worry, don't you fret, those news clips will be around very soon. But until then, we're going to party and party and hear me read some newspaper articles. Woo! Or news articles, rather. I have no idea why I've brought up the newspaper in the last 2 minutes. Me bringing up the newspaper in the last 2 minutes is the most the whole newspaper business has been brought up this whole year. This is from BroBible.com, and on the outside looking in, when you tell somebody I got my news from BroBible, it's a little suspect. It makes you wonder if you want to be around a person, but trust me when I say that BroBible shares the news that they got from other sources and claim it as their own. One time, guys, I don't know if you've ever been high, you've ever been stoned, me, never. Maybe you've gotten so high that when you're out in public, you're beginning to have a panic attack. You're beginning to feel like you're not all there. Well, that happened to everyone's favorite 6-foot point guard known as Allen Iverson. As he got so stoned in 2014, he woke up in a ditch next to Applebee's. And if there was a sentence, if there was a social situation, if there was an incident that would be an example of Allen Iverson post-basketball, and actually Allen Iverson in general, him getting so stoned in 2014 that he woke up in a ditch next to an Applebee's, first of all shows that I bet a lot of his friends when he lived in Philly and Denver probably helped him get home. And he doesn't have that entourage around him going to clubs anymore. Now he's going to Applebee's. Just saying. I feel like Allen Iverson, when you party with AI, like, he doesn't go ham. He doesn't go crazy. He goes insane. I feel like he orders shots because he's got the money and he's bankrupt, but he's, like, good bankrupt. Like, he's got money. I don't know how it works because I don't have money, and I haven't yet. I will manifest it soon. But what I'm saying is, no matter his financial situation, he will always find a way to party hard. That's just the way Allen Iverson lives. Never met him, don't know much about him, but I'm just assuming. Actually, it says here that Allen Iverson woke up in a ditch next door to an Applebee's. I mean, if there was ever a fall from grace, it would be him. Also, not falling from grace.
I mean, it's food. Just because I've lost weight, I know everything there is to know about food. Mm. I eat so much food still.
Adele is just like us.
Why?
The 33-year-old Grammy winner revealed she eats McDonald's once a week while doing...
Oh, so relatable. I don't think that many Americans eat McDonald's once a week. Like, I maybe someday will have them as a sponsor in the future, and I'll be like, oh, go to McDonald's every day. But since I don't have them as a sponsor, I'm pretty confident in saying, I go to McDonald's, and it's like when you're single and you're on Tinder or Bumble and you're really horny and you bang somebody you're not attracted to at all, and then afterwards you feel gross. That's how I feel whenever I eat McDonald's. I'm like, woo, this feels so good. And then afterwards there's just the utter shame.
A blind taste test for British Vogue on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal meal, my death row meal, my last meal would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. That's my three course. I eat at least once a week.
The Easy On Me singer also admitted she learned to cook when she was 18 years old because...
Woo, good for you.
...his takeout was getting too expensive.
So I think I read 30-minute meals by good old Jamie Oliver. That's how I learned the basics.
So essentially, Rich Paul is living good now.
...basics of cooking.
And turns out she's pretty good in the kitchen. Adele revealed she makes an incredible spicy pasta.
Oh, that's what won over Rich Paul. Because when you're Rich Paul, the agent, all the NBA players, you have access to all the women you want. But Adele, cooking some good pasta. Oh, yeah, better than any sex.
As for her favorite British meal, that's a Sunday roast, which she says she makes for her 9-year-old son, Angelo, every Sunday.
Yeah.
My favorite British dish would be a Sunday roast, which I'm pretty great at doing every single Sunday. It's my son's favorite.
This
man, I want to marry Adele. I'm just kidding.
Isn't the first time the Hello singer has mentioned her son in an interview. The British songstress dropped her first single in 6 years last week and has been doing a handful of interviews.
Got it.
In a new chat with BBC Radio 1 Breakfast Show, The Skyfall...
Oh, that sounds like an exciting show. BBC Breakfast Show. I don't know why they call it overseas breakfast. I know they probably go, why do they call it a morning show? So, different cultures, different things.
Singer explained that her new song, Easy On Me, and her upcoming album is dedicated to her son.
Oh, that's lovely.
The whole album is sort of dedicated to my son more than anything, but yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that on the radio, like all the bragging. My son reached the honor roll!
It's about, you know, my relationship with his dad and with him, but also, you know...
The real deep things.
Relationship that I have with myself and stuff like that.
Mm.
And despite winning several Grammys and an Oscar, it turns out Adele's kiddo really doesn't care that she's a music icon.
I think that is the most overplayed thing you'll ever hear a celebrity news reporter go, the kid is not impressed with their famous parent. I don't care.
He doesn't really realize. He's into like gamers.
Yeah.
Like he likes Flamingo.
Yeah, I don't think a 15-year-old boy is like, oh my God, we're going to have the friends over. An underage drink and party out to Hello from the Other Side. I wouldn't take it personally, Adele. It's called demographics. When you're hanging out with your friends, you're not on TikTok. Different ages, different age groups.
And all them lot, like, I mean, he'd think, I don't know. Like, yeah, he ain't bothered by me at all.
I don't care. You're annoying. 856, I bet you'd say the same about me. 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. So you know what I love? I love when people go, oh my God, this professional athlete is being such a douchebag. This professional athlete just does not get it, and I'm going to tweet at him my anger. This professional athlete is going to get my time of day in the head, even though they make hundreds of millions and don't really care about playing. They don't really care about the city. They don't really care about the team, and the fan bases get so passionate about it and so mad at players. And it's just really silly in the end. And when we come back from break, I will tell you all about who I'm referring to. And that would be...
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment is brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. I would not steer you in the wrong direction by going to FitSageFitness.com and Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram. When I tell you he's the best in the Bay, he will hook you up with a great deal. But you got to make it happen, Captain. And when you go there, and you tell them I sent you, and that you heard about it on the 2-time award-winning Happy Hour podcast, he'll hook you up.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
is the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, the NBA season is right around the corner.
Woohoo!
Nobody cares besides NBA fans. No one really cares about the NBA till about like April and May. But the first few months, unless you're a diehard fan, you're not really excited about it. The NFL season's going on. People care enough about baseball. Although smarmy baseball fans want you to think that baseball's a big deal because they hang around people that think that baseball's a big deal. So they think it's a big deal when it's not. So you have the NBA season right around the corner. And you got Kyrie Irving potentially not playing because he doesn't want to get the vaccine. You have all this madness. You had Devin Booker getting COVID. And now you have Ben Simmons awkwardly showing up to Sixers practice wearing sweatpants. He wouldn't take his phone out of his pocket and slinked out during the team huddle. After a summer filled with drama, Ben Simmons showed up to Sixers practice, but apparent that he didn't want to be there. Months after demanding a trade, he's back with the team and was seen participating in practice on Monday. He might be one of the most unlikable kids of all time, but here's the thing about how unlikable Ben Simmons is. It's the fact that he's worth $200 million and bangs girls that are with him for his money. So you can go, oh, he's a loser, but he's getting so much sex. And he's getting so much money, and he doesn't care. So in a way, he's actually winning in life. He's fighting to get out of Philadelphia, which I would too. He doesn't want to be in Philadelphia, which I wouldn't either. He doesn't want to be a professional athlete, which I couldn't be because I'm not coordinated. So literally, he's living the life. He's made a ton of money, drives nice cars, and bangs beautiful women. Now, I know social media doesn't represent everything in life, but I'm also saying all these Sixers fans that are mad at Ben Simmons. Oh, he choked in the playoffs. He didn't go for that layup. Oh, he did this, and he didn't do that, and he didn't. All these 76ers fans get so mad at their teams when their players underperform. Like, there's an honor to be in the city of brotherly love. Don't get in the way of us. We're just full of love. But it's a one-sided affair. It's a one-way street. You're going to have to make a U-turn because there's not both ways. The players don't feel the same about you. I don't think any 76ers player or Eagles player, I know people that played in the NFL, Ian Beckles, and he didn't really compliment Philadelphia. You don't really go to Philadelphia and play for that fan base and go, oh yeah, you scumbags that spit on kids. Oh, I want to hang out with you. I am just saying.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Hoppy is about to rant.
I already am. Pittsburgh Steelers fans are slammed for doing the wave while Seattle Seahawks defensive end Darrell Taylor is taken out with serious neck injury. I love how we're supposed to be outraged about this. The fact that Pittsburgh Steelers fans were being scumbags. As if we didn't already know this prior. That the city of Pittsburgh is kind of the armpit of America. I know people want to act like it's cool because it's probably cool enough for being Pittsburgh. It's like putting makeup on a pig. Like, you can only make it so pretty. You can only make it so good. So we shouldn't be surprised that they were doing a wave while the player got injured. But no. That's not even a good example of an argument to have a debate. Like, if I were to go to a debate and debate somebody about how good Pittsburgh is, bringing up the fact that the city sucks wouldn't be good enough of an excuse. Somebody who's a contrarian would take the argument and shove it in my face. So forget I said that. You know what really proves that the Pittsburgh Steeler fans have no class? You know what really proves that their fans are a bunch of macho morons? Not the fact that the city sucks. Not just the fact that they were applauding a player that got hurt. But the fact that they have supported Ben Roethlisberger for the last 17 years, that will forever be the black cloud on Pittsburgh, winning in 2006 in the Super Bowl, then losing in 2010, his sexual assault allegations, and that issue he had on the motorcycle, and then he marries a famous lawyer, and that means that he got his life together. He married a beautiful lawyer. She's totally not with him for clout and attention in Pittsburgh. Get the hell out of here. Drives me nuts because we pick and choose who we want to cancel. I mean, shouldn't Big Ben be canceled? He allegedly raped women. Oh, he got a 2-game suspension in 2010. What a punishment. Well, making him not get more CTE, and they ended up winning those 2 games anyway. Oh, wow. Thank you, Roger Goodell. Oh, a bunch of emails that got hacked. You're canceled, and deservedly so. John Gruden, a piece of garbage, although I loved him on Monday Night Football, because some running back who got drafted in the 7th round who would be in for the main running back, because he's a football player, would have a good run and run for 32 yards. And John Gruden, being John Gruden, would go, that guy right there, man. That guy's got a lot of potential. That guy is great. That guy is amazing. And then Mike Tirico would be like, And it was like, no, John, that player was not that good. He was undrafted and just ran for 30 yards. And then the rest of the game couldn't run more than 2. That's what I always loved about John Gruden. Not his racism, not his sexism, not his transphobicism or any of that. But on Monday Night Football, he was great because he was so dumb. There was never a smart word that came out of John Gruden's mouth during Monday Night Football. You never listened to John Gruden on Monday Night Football and you went, oh my God, this guy's so smart. Like how you listen to like Hubie Brown and you feel like you're learning about basketball. Or even Jeff Van Gundy to a point, and all the old-time baseball announcers like Vince Scully, like when he was doing it. You feel like you're learning, or the guy that is in Milwaukee for the Brewers, I forget his name. But there's a lot of baseball announcers that you feel like you're learning about the sport by watching them play. Phil Emery for the NHL, I believe. Like those announcers, you get chills at how good they are at announcing. And then there was John Gruden, who was like, this guy right here just threw for 50 yards. Hell yeah, he's going into the Hall of Fame in 20 years. And in 20 years, I will not be eligible for the Hall of Fame because I'm a racist piece of garbage. I don't know how I went from saying that Pittsburgh fans are not that good because they were giving the way to the Seattle defensive end who got injured. And then I said that you shouldn't be surprised because they hate or they completely defend Big Ben. So you should never be surprised that this show will get off track. You should never be surprised that this show is going crazy. I was just giving you the example that you need to treat Big Ben a little worse. Oh, but if it's inconvenient to you, we're not going to cancel or worry about him. Never mind. Just don't put him near a motorcycle. Get what I did there? Don't put him near a motorcycle. We'll be right back.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. When I tell you that Amir is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my word. At 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram. When I tell you about Amir Monday, Wednesday, Friday, his class is at 6 p.m. He's got class. He's got dignity. And oh, hot damn, this is my jam. He will get you into shape. But you got to make it happen, Captain. You can't sit around listening to my podcast, spreading the word, and not telling people about Amir. It's all at AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
856-49-HOPPY.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah. Oh, man. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl winning champion quarterback of the Kansas City Royals, of the Chiefs, I would be a little worried if I was him. And here's what I mean by this. Your team's not as good this year. I get that they're going to make the playoffs. But it seems like your wife wants all the attention. Because she does. It seems like your mom wants all the attention. Because she does. But, oh my goodness. Somebody needs to ban his brother, this clout-chasing loser known as Jackson Mahomes, away from anything Patrick's ever done. He will go on Snapchat all day taking shirtless pictures, answering fans' questions. And any of his fans are people that either find him good looking or think they'll be his friend and will hang out with Patrick Mahomes. Because nobody's ever looked at Jackson Mahomes and been like, oh my God, that is such a talented, likable guy that I would want to hire because of Jackson Mahomes. Not because he's related to one of the best quarterbacks that's currently playing. When people want to hang out with Jackson Mahomes, they're going, oh, he's such a delightful, non-piece of garbage, Generation Z douchebag. I love hanging out with Jackson Mahomes. Not at all. This is from the Daily Mail. Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson, infuriates Washington football team fans by filming TikTok video of himself dancing on a logo honoring the late Sean Taylor 14 years after his murder. Jackson Mahomes, the younger brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick, has apologized to fans after infuriating Washington football team fans. Jackson recorded a TikTok of himself dancing at FedEx Field before the game atop a logo honoring the murder safety, Sean Taylor. Sean was 24 when he was gunned down by burglars in 2007. Does not feel like it was that long ago. Yikes. He would almost be 40 now. The All-Pro defensive backs, number 21, was being retired. Taylor's family and friends were on hand for the ceremony. Jackson Mahomes, the talentless douchebag that lives off of his brother, apologized on Twitter afterwards, saying he was told to stand there. But you weren't told to dance on it. You can go near something. Hey, can you go stand over there just really quick while we try to figure out where to seat you, Jackson? Yeah, just go near Sean's number. I don't think one person was like, hey, go dance on one of the greatest safeties of all time's number. The guy who got murdered, who was taken from us, who would have been such a good player. And it's actually kind of hurtful to the NFL fans, to the universe, that we didn't get to see Sean Taylor play. Yeah, that's Sean Taylor. Yeah, I'm sure everybody around you, Jackson, went, hey, go dance on that murdered guy's number. Get the hell out of here. Oh, but I'm the brother of Jackson. I'm the brother of Patrick. I can do what I want. Man, somebody needs to get a PR team around Patrick Mahomes. You got his mom always making excuses for him because probably his whole life, he won growing up. He won in high school. He won in college. He won really early on winning the Super Bowl, and I think he went to another AFC championship. So, like, he's always been good. But now that he's facing adversity, that spoiled brat of a family's not used to it. So I would be very careful, Patrick Mahomes. to have Jackson Mahomes at games, I would actually set a precedent and say you're not allowed to walk on the sideline. You can do your dumb TikToks and our nice suite, because I'm friends with Migs and Swig, and Lisa DiBartolo used to, or she goes to a lot of games because she has box seats, and she's friends with Patrick Mahomes' mom, and says that she's delightful, and so is the brother. So just have the family hang out in the suite, not on the sideline. Patrick, you need to stand up and be a man. You got your wife, you got your kid, not your kid. I mean, your kid's probably an angel, the baby that was just born. But you got your wife, you got your mother, you got your brother, just being an absolute ass clown of themselves on the sideline like a circus. And you're allowing it? You're allowing your brother to dance on Sean Taylor's number? Yeah. If I were Patrick Mahomes, I would just go on Twitter, and I would go on Instagram, and I would go to the PR office. And you know, like when Michael Jordan retired from basketball and he came back, he sent out that fax that said, I'm back. It's like the legendary thing. Well, Patrick Mahomes should just tweet out Jackson is banned. And that would be the greatest thing ever. Can you just imagine? He sends out a press release. Everyone's like, oh my God, is Patrick Mahomes retiring? Is he happy that he won one Super Bowl and broke enough records and he's good to go and is going to be like Andrew Luck and retire? Like, could you imagine if he were to say, I have a huge announcement, ESPN, 4 p.m., you're there. SportsCenter, everybody would be camped out of his house. Everybody would be hanging out going, oh my God, what's going on with Patrick Mahomes? And the answer would be, Jackson is banned. That would be the greatest emotion ever. Honestly, forget about success and radio, whatever. We know I'm the greatest of all time. Getting Jackson Mahomes banned forever would be just the best. Oh, but thank God his mom is such an angel, right? Patrick Mahomes' mom says interception off Tyreek Hill's hands should not count on her son's stats, and fans did not like that. No, you can't add negative things to my baby. He's my baby. He's my baby. Patrick Mahomes' mom has a beef with how certain interceptions are counted. During Sunday's Chiefs WFT game, whenever I see WFT, I keep thinking it's an NFT, and I'm like, man, when are we going to do an NFT NFL game? I'm just kidding. Tyreek Hill dropped a pass that led to an interception and added to Mahomes' interception count for the season. Randy Mahomes, his mother, immediately took to Twitter and said the interception shouldn't count on Mahomes, considering it was the fault of Tyreek Hill to not catch it when it was picked off. Oh, I'm sure she would have felt the same way in the Super Bowl if, let's say, Tom Brady were to throw an interception. Oh, she'd be like, no, take that back. You can't. No, ref. You are not letting them get the ball. No. That's not fair. I'm sure it's not just a one-sided thing. Just for her son. Oh, man. And Patrick seems like such a good dude that I think, I'm not saying his family is as bad as the Spears, but it's kind of reminiscent of Britney Spears. Is he living a much better life than Britney Spears? I don't know. I'm not friends with the guy. But it's just like, Britney Spears had an annoying mom and dad that hung around. We don't know. I know Patrick Mahomes' father played sports, but the mom has no talent, and the brother has no talent, and the brother could be Jamie Lynn Spears? I'm just saying. I never really talked about it. I never really communicated about it because I didn't really think it was that unique. But the more I think about it, the more it cracks me up. And it's the fact that we literally saw Urban Meyer a few months ago when he was hanging out, or a few weeks ago when he was hanging out in Columbus. We saw him getting a lap dance from that beautiful blonde that looked like your typical side chick that makes good money. And everybody goes, oh, he's just getting a dance from her. He didn't put his penis inside of her. And if I was on the radio, I wouldn't say that, but I'm going to say it because it's a podcast. He didn't have intercourse with her. No, no, no. We caught him cheating. And it's the same night that Urban Meyer's wife is tweeting out, I'm making homemade corn on the cob. It's a Midwest thing, because they were visiting Ohio because he was the king of football in Columbus, Ohio for Ohio State University. Well, now he gets caught in this video 3 weeks ago, and he loses the respect of his team. He's the joke amongst the sports media. You got Barstool Sports. You got all these sites making fun of him. So now you got the Jacksonville Jaguars team he's coaching that's like 1-5 and horrendous. And all these reports are going around that they don't respect him. Now you got them trying to kind of like have their coaches back. We believe in you, buddy. You can do it. You can salvage your marriage by just not getting a divorce but living separate lives like Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. I mean, it was so sad to see Urban Meyer getting that lap dance because the girl looked like his wife. It was just like his wife at a young age. So essentially, his wife's not good enough because she looks like her age. But now you got the Jacksonville Jaguars after they did not win for him and they didn't really care about him. And there was all these reports that they didn't respect Urban Meyer, which I don't think anybody respects Urban Meyer, to be honest. There is a video of Urban Meyer's locker room speech to try and show that he has not lost a team. So they're trying to show off to us that, hey, I got caught cheating on my wife. Hey, I covered up a coach that was treating his wife and beating her up 5 years ago. Hey, he's a really good guy. Yeah, I didn't really do this. I didn't really do that. I've always been known as a scumbag. But hey, my Jacksonville Jaguars team that doesn't care about me, we're going to stage a video that, hey, guys, we got the victory. Hey, guys, let's forget that I cheat on my wife and do it in a very awkward midlife crisis way. Let's have this speech, guys. That's what this is. And if you think this moment between the Jacksonville Jaguars and Urban Meyer is genuine, you also think the prank calls on the radio are real, and you think the Bachelor's real, and that McDonald's is real meat, you're kind of gullible. All right, here is Urban Meyer addressing his awful football team in the locker room while waiting to respond to his side chick on the phone after the video's made.
I've been waiting for this day to tell you.
Yeah.
Always remember, because we get used to doing this a bunch now. Always grab a hand, squeeze tight. Grateful for the gifts you got.
Dude, he sounds like Joe Biden. No wonder he's cheating on his wife at the middle of the bar. He's not all mentally there. I got to restart this. It literally sounds like he has dementia. I now get it. A midlife crisis mixed with dementia and being past your prime, you get Urban Meyer.
I've been waiting for this day to tell you that
corn pop.
Always remember, because we get used to doing this a bunch now.
Trump sucks.
Always grab a hand, squeeze tight.
Yeah.
Be grateful for the gift.
That's that weird thing. Squeeze tight. Like, what?
You got to play this great game. You do that most human beings who walk the planet can't do. That's number one. So always be grateful for the gifts you got.
Yeah.
Number two.
Always be grateful for everything you have, including a wife I'm going to cheat on. I'm so grateful.
We're going to do it. The 904.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jacksonville rocking. We got a great owner. We got the 904.
He's such a politician. We got a great owner who goes through coach after coach, and they haven't even been close to being a 500 team, and no one really talks about Jacksonville. Oh, what a great owner.
Number two, where you do it, the 904.
Yeah.
We're going to get Jacksonville rocking. We got a great owner. We got the 904. Our vision, that dream, and that state.
Our vision, our dream. What? What was your vision? To have your team? Oh, hey, look, there he is on my TV. They're 1-5. I'm watching ESPN halftime, watching Monday Night Football. Yeah, what's this vision and dream? Oh, we're going to be under 500, and I'm going to be caught cheating on my wife. What a dream you can manifest, Urban Meyer.
We got the 904. Our vision, that dream, and that stadium going blowing up someday. We're gonna
honestly, everybody in life has a vision and dream of what they want to accomplish. But if Urban Meyer thinks whatever the hell he's currently doing is a good vision and a good dream, then I think I just want to give up on a good vision and a good dream. Because to me, Going from team to team and being caught cheating on your wife at a bar is not winning. But hey, maybe I got it wrong. In that case, I'm proud to be a loser, but I'm a winner.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment was brought to you by... Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't play this.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment, that was weird, was brought to you by, not at all, was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they have the best posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, go to WestchasePrinting.com. Westchase Printing on Instagram, DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. And when you go there and you get the invoice, tell them I sent you. On that invoice, they were already going to hook you up with a good deal because you're legit. You're a listener of Happy Hour. You get it. But when you tell them I sent you, oh boy, man, they are just going to hook you up. WestchasePrinting.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Board. Board.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Let's go 856-49-HOPPY 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
What the hell's going on with Katie Holmes? And when I say that, that's not just me transitioning to the news clip. I genuinely don't know what's going on with Katie Holmes.
When it comes to Katie Holmes, her daughter and career take priority over dating every time.
Hell yeah, mother of the year. Too bad that daughter's going to have a little bit of daddy issues. It's Tom Cruise.
We all know Katie is notoriously private about her personal life, and after going public...
Yeah, she literally banged Jamie Foxx for 5 years, and no one really had any proof. Yeah, Jamie Foxx. All right. What I'm about to talk about, anybody listening who is offended by it has seen it. But I imagine having sex with Jamie Foxx to be like when you're on Pornhub.com, you know what I'm saying? And you see those videos of that beautiful white girl just getting banged out by the black guy, and it's that company called Blacked. And anybody out there that watches porn, you've seen what I'm saying because it's on every single front page. And if you're offended by this, you're not comfortable with your sexuality, you're not having as much orgasms as me, and you're jealous of me because the hand can do a lot of things. But I think banging Jamie Foxx would be like that. And I think Katie Holmes goes from Tom Cruise, who's a deadbeat Scientologist weirdo, to Jamie Foxx, who gave her the best sex ever. And now she's like, no. I've had too many emotions. I've had too many orgasms. I need to relax now and be a mother. And I'm not saying she wasn't being a mother prior when she was having the good orgasms with Jamie Foxx and laying there with Tom Cruise. But I'm saying now I think those two guys and whoever the hell she dated ruined her.
With New York City-based restaurateur Emilio Vitolo Jr. last September. Then,
oh, wow.
Then breaking up in May of 2021.
Yeah, they were really digging each other during the quarantine. And then she's like, nah, man. Sometimes I think they're just women that are so beautiful, that get so screwed over by the male, that they're just kind of like, they just give up. And Katie Holmes seems like that. You know what I'm saying?
These days, Katie is just enjoying the single life. And according to two separate sources,
no one really enjoys the single life. You either think it's cool or you hate it. Because even the people that are like 38 years old, like I know this one millionaire who is like a bachelor. I wonder who it is. Doesn't work in radio. And he has his own company, Hong Kong. And literally, he'll bang. He's literally, I know somebody who is single and a millionaire. And I've seen him go through girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend after radio person after radio person. I've seen him bang everybody. And I was always jealous. Besides when I was in my relationship with my ex, because I loved her, I always was like jealous that he was getting this girl and getting this girl. And now he's 40 years old and doesn't have many friends. People he's hanging out with are sketchballs. And he had like two girlfriends that liked him. But he just had to keep cheating. He had to keep cheating. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. Didn't mean to put my penis inside of her 9 times. Oops. Oopsies. It just kind of just happened. I don't know what the hell happened when I pulled down my pants. But he is unhappy as hell. A walking midlife crisis. Because we're animals. Unless you're asexual, we are meant to be with somebody. And it's obvious that Katie Holmes is not asexual because she's been with people. So when she's saying, oh, I'm so happy being single, she's going, oh, I want to project that I'm so happy being single because I'm not.
Katie's love life is on the back burner as of now.
Yeah, it is. Time for menopause. Woohoo!
Instead, she's focused on her upcoming projects as well as raising her daughter, Suri.
It's weird. They named her before it was cool. Like, I remember when they said on the radio, the baby's name is going to be Suri Holmes. Everybody was like, who the hell names their kid Suri? Oh, man. You can ask him now. I don't get the Suri thing, man. I don't need to ask her anything. Like, I'm good typing it in. Also, because a lot of times I have a hard time pronouncing words, and I don't want her to be like, hey, dummy, what are you saying? So I just type it in.
One insider told E! News, quote, dating is not a huge priority for her. She has a full plate with work and Suri.
What? What'd you have? Oh, your baby. Now she'd be like 16. Never mind. That was a bad joke.
Same insider added that Katie is simply just going with the flow when it comes to romantically connecting with someone.
Yeah. She's got a few prospects on the side, but she's the type of person to leave you on red. You hit her up Monday night. You're like, hey, you want to get a few drinks at the dive bar? And you don't hear anything from her. And all of a sudden, Thursday, you hear from her. She's like, hey, let's come on over. Let's have sex. And then you leave. That's Katie Holmes.
They said if it happens,
that's Tinder.
Happens, it happens. If not, that's okay too. According to the insider, they shared that Katie, quote, enjoyed being with someone and would like to find.
You know what I think it is too? I think Katie Holmes is a frequent person who goes to Target to buy AA batteries and to buy DD batteries to keep everything comfortable on the side table. I don't think she always needs to have another person to have a good time.
Find that again. However, they insisted that it's not something she spends a ton of time focusing on. Meanwhile, second source told E! News that Katie and Emilio are still friends after their breakup. The second source explained that with her life being so busy at the moment, there's not much room for dating. They said,
well, here's the thing. They're cordial, but trust me, when you are having sex with a beautiful woman, and it never reaches a relationship and it's just friends of benefits, the woman thinks more of the friendship than the man. So this guy that Katie Holmes was dating, she doesn't miss banging him. He didn't really do much for her. She doesn't really miss it that much. And she's able to go, hey, what's going on, man? How's work? And it's killing him inside. This guy right here, I don't know who the hell he is and I don't really care. He, and I think you would say the same about me, he literally, or no, he would say Ryan Hoppy's the best podcast of all time. he literally is dying inside. Because all he wants to do is bang out Katie Holmes. That's a very inappropriate way of saying it. All he wants to do is have sex with Katie Holmes. Because when you talk about a classy woman like Katie Holmes, you don't use terminology like banging out or mouth hugs. You say the proper terms. Because that's a classy woman. And you know this man misses that. But he's never going to get it back. Not at all. Because once you are off the radar of Katie Holmes, who I've never met at all, but I somehow know everything about her in the last 5 minutes. When you are off her radar, bye-bye. You're an ancient relic of the past. Speaking of somebody I wish would be an ancient relic of the past, but she's really young and will be famous forever, is Olivia Jade.
Hey, guys. I just want to clear the air before this goes any further.
Yeah.
Nope. It looks like Olivia Jade and Val Schmurkowski aren't taking their partnership off the ballroom floor.
Yeah, they are. If you have to go out and about and say, hey, I'm not banging the guy I'm working with on Dancing with the Stars. Two things. Either you're hiding it, and the reason you're addressing it is because you want to get ahead of it because there's something to it, or B, he's not into you. Well, because he's dancing.
Over the weekend, Olivia took to TikTok to dispel a rumor about the Dancing with the Stars duo's relationship status.
And yeah, they're banging, definitely.
All the online buzz started when a TikTok user who recreates anonymous submissions regarding celebrity rumors and interactions in her videos shared a clip featuring chatter about two Dancing with the Stars celebs. Although the video didn't outright name anyone, users quickly guessed that it alluded to Olivia and her partner Val, who is married to JoJo Siwa's professional dance partner, Jenna Johnson.
I don't care anymore. She probably
did. Anyone in doubt,
I wasn't ready to hear about Machine Gun Kelly. Let me get done with my point. Damn, internet loading all fast. I don't even care anymore. I feel like either Olivia Jade is having a lot of sex or just none at all, man. She seems like the Katie Holmes of influencers. What the hell? Oh my God. Breaking news. Megan Fox was straddling Machine Gun Kelly at his concert. Woo! Rubbing it in the face of Brian Austin Green. And every teenage boy with hormones that saw Transformers in 2007. I'm not talking about me.
If anyone had doubts on whether or not Megan Fox is Machine Gun Kelly's number one fan, well, maybe this will make them change their mind.
No, it's pretty true. Because his music, when he became a rocker and not a white hip-hop artist from Cleveland, because when he was making the music in Cleveland, he was pretty good, and now he's trying to be Kurt Cobain, and he sucks. So I am pretty much believing that Megan Fox is his biggest fan. And there is nothing better than having a significant other that is your biggest fan. It also can be sometimes kind of humbling, because then you're like, I want bigger fans. Not that you don't want your significant other and family to be your friends, but when they're your biggest fans, you're like, where are my fans at? You know what I mean? Like, you don't want a significant other or family to not support you. Like, I wouldn't want family and friends to not support me, but then have random people like me. But it's like, sometimes when, like, you'll meet an open mic singer that nobody's heard of, he'll be like, here, check out my mixtape. My friends and family like it. I would rather be able to say, check out my mixtape. My friends and family like it, and people like it. And you know what? Machine Gun Kelly has accomplished that.
On the night of MGK's show at the Greek Theater in LA, Megan showed up and made sure everyone knew she's her boyfriend's biggest supporter.
You know why that is? She's afraid he's going to cheat. Hey guys, I'm at Machine Gun Kelly's concert, making it about me.
At one point during the concert, Megan was photographed straddling MGK as he lifted her up. A source who attended the show described them.
And three of his side chicks are like, gross, he does me better.
Moment to E! News by saying,
I'm just kidding, you wouldn't have a side chick. Rock stars are always loyal. I bet she is too.
Quote, he gets super close to her face, singing the lyrics, and her arms are around his neck.
Gross. But then again, he also is a nerd from the Midwest that just blew up and got all pretty, kind of.
And he picks her up, and she wraps her legs around him, and they start making out while his hand is playing his guitar.
Wow, man, you're a rock star. Watch out, you're crazy and wild.
The concert goer continued to share that the two just weren't afraid to display their love for each other in front.
Yeah, Megan definitely wasn't. All the side chicks there, all the prospects that want to ruin that marriage. Woohoo! Ruin a marriage and have a baby and have that ruin my life as karma. You know, they all were like, wow, We got a lot to compete with. Megan Fox is not just an actress. Well, she is, but...
in front of the crowd. They said, quote, they probably made out for a solid minute and you...
Gross, man. Gross.
You can just tell they feed off of each other's energy. And he was riding such a high having her there.
Oh, that's not where I thought that was going when they were seeing riding. I was like, oh yeah, it's the emotion he's riding.
It was adorable. And aside from that PDA-filled moment, the source went on to share that Megan was enjoying every moment of MGK's show.
It's all about me!
They said, quote, she was vibing the entire show, singing and dancing to every song, truly his number one fan.
Oh, that's great. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494. Tom Brady says he'll play till he's 55, 6773.
Tom Brady says he can dominate the NFL for the next 10 years, saying he could literally play until he's 50 or 55.
I don't think that's impossible.
He was talking about...
Well, yeah, he's the most famous football player of all time. He's the richest, not the richest football player, because there's a lot of people making more money, and his wife makes more money than him. But he's got all the access to elite things. So I would not be surprised if Tom Brady outlives us.
About his longevity on NFL on Prime, and he said, physically, I can do it. I can play until I'm 50 or 55, no doubt at all. But it's really my family and my children. I'd be missing out on all that.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want to... Actually, he might actually be somebody that wants to hang around his kid and family. Like, remember the guy I was talking about earlier, Urban Meyer? There's times he's quit a job and been like, oh, I want to hang out with my family and friends, the same wife that you cheated on. And then all of a sudden, he has a new job in 2 weeks. Like, I feel like when Tom Brady actually says, hey, I want to hang around my family. I mean, you got Giselle and a few kids. It's a pretty good life.
That part of my life.
We don't want to lose sight of the fact that Brady is still as good as basically he's ever been.
Do we actually think the flake...
What, bro?
In my life.
We don't want to lose sight of the fact that Brady is still as good as basically he's ever been.
Do we have...
Is Brady elite? Yes. Do I have Brady on my fantasy football team? Yes. Is he fun to watch on TV and one of the best quarterbacks? Yes. But is Tom Brady, who is 44 years old or 45, I don't know which one it is at this point. I don't really care. Not that big of a Bucs fan. I'm more of a Tom Brady fan. Is the quarterback who's been playing and got drafted before 9/11 happened, is he as good as he was throughout the last two decades? Of course not. That is one of the most idiotic things to ever come out of the front office of TMZ, and a lot of dumb things have come out. But saying he's as good as he's ever been, oh yeah, he's just as good as when they went 16-0 and lost in the Super Bowl and he had all those bombs to Randy Moss. Oh, he's okay. No, get the hell out of here. I don't know, man. I love when people ask KISS celebrities and then they just start like not throwing out facts. Like, you're such a fan of somebody that you can't overlook their flaws. Like, people listen to Donda with Kanye. I wish Jay-Z would release music, but he's just walking around with a bad haircut going to fancy parties. But Kanye West's song Donda and that whole album was trash. But all the diehard Kanye fans were like, yeah, no, bro, you're missing out. They chanted his mom's name for 55 seconds. Like, that was so spiritually an inspirational moment. Nice. But it wasn't, like, amazing. The same with Drake. Oh, you know, no, dude, the way that he samples every song and every song is almost a parody of itself. The character known as Aubrey, a.k.a. Drake. Oh, yeah, greatest music ever. That's the same thing with Tom Brady fans, because he's so mainstream and he's so popular and he's so incredibly successful that you cannot notice his flaws. But me, this award-winning podcaster with over 400,000 downloads, name-dropping himself, I have no flaws at all.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop. Oh, I am a man of my words when I tell you that Rich Keeley is the best in the Bay or richkbarber.com. There, you can sign up for an appointment, but you got to do it ahead of time. You can't just drive down the road to Salon Lofts on West Shore Boulevard next door to McDonald's and walk in, be like, yo, what's going on, Rich Keeley? Can I get a haircut? Because it doesn't work that way. You got to schedule ahead of time because he's elite. He's always booked up. But you can join a waiting list and you will be able to manifest a sooner date. But go there now. I'm sure there's openings. RichKBarber.com. And when you sit down in that seat and you tell him I sent you, not only is he going to give you the best haircut ever, oh, he'll hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby!
NBA D-League coaches, nationally syndicated radio hosts, TV writers, comedians. You never know who will call in a happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, not anymore because it's a talk show, but living in the past.
Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Netflix is back. Streaming platform experienced slow or uninterrupted service or interrupted service for an hour that impacted thousands of users worldwide. This went down around 3 p.m. Monday afternoon on Monday.
Baby, let's go.
Yeah, there's something going on with the internet recently because this afternoon my LTE was down on Sprint, which is now T-Mobile, and I looked it up, and other people were going through other outages. And then today it took forever to load up a video. There's something going on, man. I can't put my finger on it, but everybody's a bad driver and everything that's just going on. There's something going on. I don't know if it's Mercury in the retrograde or whatever. You know what it might be, honestly, is maybe we are the voodoo doll to Scott Disick. And whatever mood Scott Disick is in, the whole universe goes through it. Because right now, he is going crazy over Kourtney Kardashian's engagement to Travis Barker. He said it's going to get dark. Man, talk about having him as a father figure. Therapy! He's having a difficult time moving on. And this is from Tracy Wright at DailyMail.com. He's having a difficult time moving on. And Scott Disick, age 38, is going crazy after Travis Barker proposed to the mother of his children at sunset Sunday night in Montecito. Insider told Page Six that Disick, who recently broke up with his ex-girlfriend Amelia Hamlin, who is 20, is not in a good place after hearing of the engagement despite having split from her more than 5 years ago. He is going crazy. He's going to go off the deep end. It's really bad. It's about to get dark. What a loser, dude. You look at Scott Disick and you see that personality and he's just so incredibly unlikable. And yeah, it's okay when you first hear that your ex-girlfriend's getting banged out by somebody else. I'll say it. I'll use the word banged out in that situation. Yeah, it's okay to let that hurt you. You go, but then you move on. But he's all like emotional about it. But then again, he's a sociopath and we're not. So we can't really relate to the situation.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Oh, that's what I've been doing. That's all I do here. Nothing more and nothing less. When people ask, what was the point of Hoppy Hour? I will ask as well. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Like Drake was ready to do whatever it takes to get his iconic Degrassi character Jimmy out of his wheelchair, and it ruffled quite a few feathers behind the scenes. Let's get it.
This headline, Drake threatened to quit Degrassi over wheelchair in fear of looking soft. Yeah, that's what happens when you're a soft dude from Toronto, you're Canadian, you're from the suburbs, and then you become an artist. You're like, I don't want to be the wheelchair guy. But I thought Drake was so woke and cared about everyone's feelings that would offend people that he's a fan, that are fans of him that live in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Please.
In honor of the 20th anniversary of the first episode of Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Oh, how time flies when you don't think about TV shows like that.
Airing, the AV Club sat down with cast, writers, and crew to learn more about what went down behind the scenes of the iconic show, and they did not hold back. Former Degrassi writer James Hurst alleged that Drake, born Aubrey Graham, threatened to take legal...
Love that. I just love that Drake is such a sissy. I wouldn't want him hanging around outside of a high school dance. He's a weird guy. I love that his name is Aubrey. it's hilarious. I don't know what's so funny about it. It's just Aubrey.
Legal.
He just looks like an Aubrey in all his emotional music videos, or when he was hanging around LeBron and crying. Like, that to me is not Drake. When I hear Drake, it's the I'm Too Sexy song, or me being older, it's best I ever had, best I ever had. It's the persona he has, besides when he's sending texts to Millie Bobby Brown. That's Aubrey. And that guy should be on familywatchdog.us.
Action in order to get his character Jimmy, who was confined to a wheelchair after he was shot in a school shooting episode, on his feet again.
Yeah. You're paralyzed, but woohoo! Drake's a rapper now. We got to make him look tough. Oh, but if you were so tough and cool, Drake, you wouldn't have to relate to anybody. Someone with BDE would be able to play your character and also be a rapper. It shows that you're a fake.
He explained, there was a letter from a law firm in Toronto, and it was from Aubrey. It was an odd letter that said, Aubrey Graham will not return to Degrassi season 6 as Jimmy Brooks unless his injury is healed and he's out of the wheelchair. I said, get him down here. He came in and was like, what letter? I don't know about that. Talk about awkward. However, the reasons behind Drake wanting...
I think the most awkward part is if we were to look at Drake's texts.
To get Jimmy out of the wheelchair was certainly something. James continued, and I said, all right, I understand, but how do you feel about the wheelchair? He's like, all my friends in the rap game say I'm soft because I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh man, I know every form of entertainment has the sexist and homophobic and transphobic people that treat people badly, but man, the hip-hop game is like another level of like toxic masculinity. I don't know about the boy band life. Please tell me, AJ McLean, about Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
As the Backstreet Boys are approaching their 30-year anniversary as a group, we celebrate...
Wow, that... There's not a lot of sentences that make me feel old. Like the people saying the Simpsons being like 32 years old or whatever, like that makes me feel old, but that's common knowledge. But like the idea that there's a 30th anniversary of the Backstreet Boys. Oh man, call the cemetery already. I'm ready to die. I'm not, but wow.
Celebrate their music, their talent, and mainly who still looks hot 3 decades later.
I wonder which person has which STD. Like, oh, you got herpes, you got chlamydia, and you are just not into women.
It's like AJ McLean says,
some people age like fine wine, others age not so gracefully.
Well, get ready, because it's...
Yeah, that would be Joey Fatone, even though he can pull any girl he wants. And I know people that have banged Joey Fatone. He's a good time. He's a great time. He's got a fat one.
A boy band aging showdown. Who wears their wrinkles best edition?
We got AJ McLean at LAX, and we say, from then and now, who aged the best over time?
Wait a minute, between Backstreet and NSYNC?
First up.
Timberlake and Lance Bass are the best looking. The discussion's over with. Joey Fatone looks good for being Joey Fatone. But unless you were a diehard fan of Backstreet Boys, I don't think I would know them in public. You know what I mean? Like, obviously diehard fans would, but I would say AJ McLean. If you were to have AJ McLean walk down the road in Beverly Hills, that's where I don't want to be. Overpriced douchebags living in Beverly Hills. Yeah, I don't think... If you were to do a tally mark of how many times AJ McLean gets recognized compared to Lance Bass or Timberlake, yeah, that's not as, they're not as important. Speaking to people that aren't that important, but we report on.
Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged.
I mean, it was beautiful, amazing.
The Blink-182 rocker popped the question on the beach in Montecito, California. And now a source tells ET the pair couldn't be happier about taking this next step in their relationship.
Where is this going now? I mean, he's not a rapper. And he's not a professional athlete, so maybe his life won't get ruined.
Quote, Courtney and Travis are over the moon. Getting engaged was always their natural next step.
Well, that was a good night. I bet he literally checked ahead to see what the schedule would be so that he'd be over the moon for her.
And they are so thrilled. The proposal was gorgeous and romantic and everything Courtney wanted.
Oh, thank God.
This is insane.
The whole thing went down at the Rosewood Miramar Beach Hotel, and according to the source, it's a place that is considered to be, quote, very special and sacred to them.
That's good. Man, if you were to have, you know, a person get proposed in Brandon, Florida, I don't think the choice of location would be the same as a rich person in Beverly Hills. I think it would be eyes wide shut, and you would definitely need to keep your eyes open.
Quote, their families are beyond happy and excited for them, too. Their kids are very much looking forward to being an official big happy family.
Besides his ex-wife and her ex-husband. Oh, what a happy, not toxic family that is.
I love it.
ET source.
I know, you know.
Adds that the two really feel like they found their perfect partner and match. Quote, they can't wait for this next step in their journey as a couple and to spend the rest of their lives together.
This is such a dream come true.
Oh, their personalities. This is such a dream come true. We need to update the software.
But back to that proposal.
Why?
Fans filmed Travis and Court as they walked down the beach at sunset to a heart made of red roses lined with candles.
Oh, wow.
And after, they celebrated with an intimate yet lavish dinner with their closest loved ones.
Oh, cool. Where was my invite?
And look closely.
Why?
Because that's definitely a camera crew they're filming. We're thinking that means we'll see all the sweetness on the family's upcoming Hulu reality show.
Oh, no, no, no. They... She can't be serious here. I don't know the name of this news reporter, but I use her work every day, and I really dig the way she reads the news. And I know legally you can't say, oh, it's definitely going to be on the show. But, like, that sounds so tacky when you say the camera crew might be there. No, they were just randomly hanging out after getting engaged and a camera crew. Yeah, I have a camera crew in here. I'm just saying. It's just sometimes when they say hokey things like that, it just irritates me a little bit. It just bothers me. You know who else bothers me? Brian Austin Green.
Time flies when you're in love. Brian Austin Green and Sharna Burgess are celebrating a major milestone.
Why?
The couple marked 1 year together over the weekend with...
And every time he bangs her, he's like, I miss you, Megan!
...a pair of swoon-worthy Instagram tributes.
Oh, yeah, nothing says like a healthy relationship like when you gotta have all the tribute. Oh, wait, I did that too. Never mind. Never mind! Abort! No, I definitely need to leave.
Brian and Sharna shared gratitude for having found one another, with the 36-year-old pro dancer reposting a fan compilation of her and Brian's best moments together.
That's weird. Someone's a fan of Brian Austin Green. I'm not projecting. I never project on here. I'm a genuine person.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This following segment, who else could it be brought to you by? I think I went through all the sponsors. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have gone to break. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. Go there and get into shape. And just go to RyanHappyRadio.com for all the info.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. Oh, he got a fatty!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
The most profound experience I can imagine. I hope I never recover from this.
It's indescribable. It's fearsome. It's fun. My God, I'm weightless.
Prince William wasn't necessarily as taken by this experience.
I know.
Here's the war of the year. William Shatner going to outer space and Prince William thinking we need to care about his opinion. And honestly, it kind of begins with us wondering why we cared about William Shatner going into outer space. This whole thing's dumb.
I saw a bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a bit of that.
We need some of the world's greatest brains and minds fixed on trying to repair this planet, not trying to find the next place to go and live.
He's got the wrong idea. The idea here is not to go, you know, look at me, I'm in space. No. I would tell the prince, and I hope the prince gets this message, this is a baby step of getting industry, all those polluting industries off of Earth. You can build a base 250, 280 miles above the Earth and send that power down here.
But he's seen all these people with all this money. We got stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Prince William's really able to comprehend that. He doesn't seem like the smartest guy. He's kind of born into that role.
To fix down here on the planet first. Like, why can't we
of
fix
course
that first?
We do. All right, so fix some of the stuff down here, Nichelle.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope he never dies. Like, I know he will die because we all will, but my God, like, William Shatner is getting better with age. Like, early William Shatner was kind of annoying, but the guy reinvented himself, and my goodness, he spits out some facts. I mean, when you live to be 90, you're going to learn some things.
Everybody in their lifetime needs to be reminded you're important, you're beautiful, do something important today. And that's what that trip did to me. It reminded me of death facing me because of my age, but also how to protect you in the years to come.
This is Captain James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
It's been 52 years since he signed off Star Trek, but remember...
Man, that feels like a while ago.
This version of Shatner?
We're back to real cops.
Well, that's what I think.
TJ Hooker, who cares? 856, a 49 Hoppy.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenna Roundup. But before we begin today, make sure you've hit that sub, like, and bell button for all the latest news on your favorite celebs. Now, let's start this one off with Kylie Jenner and a little update on her growing baby.
Oh, I was so worried.
The makeup mogul vlogged a mini trip to Starbucks with her sister Kendall and
sounds like an average day of being a Kardashian.
On their way there, Kylie joked that she had pregnancy brain and needed her big sis by her side. The Snapchat clip showed...
Honestly, I don't think they're that much different from pregnancy brain.
The Keeping Up star sporting a black spandex look as she rubbed her growing baby bump in the passenger seat.
Mm.
Recall Kylie and Travis are expecting their second child after announcing the news.
Man, he is not real big on that pullout game now, is he?
Just last month. I wonder if the Starbucks run included any interesting cravings.
Not sure.
All right, but moving on to a quick Kimye update for you guys. Yep, we are still saying Kimye as long as we possibly can. But
why?
Anyways, a source told Hollywood Life exclusively that these two are communicating better than they have in months.
Yeah.
And Kanye is reportedly seeing the kids a lot more, too. Our insider also revealed that because of this, Kim and Kanye have been spending more time together.
They're definitely hooking up.
And they're finally in a good place.
Finally, is after they really had that good makeup sex. That's what put them in the good place.
Paul, these two tied the knot back in 2014 and share four children together. But earlier this year, Kim filed for divorce.
How can we forget?
After Ye's controversial presidential run.
Yeah, and that didn't really help out. We had an abortion. No, that was I'll never forget that news cycle of when that came out. That was uncomfortable.
Some bizarre Twitter outbursts.
That was that whole thing. We almost didn't keep the kid. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Kanye.
Definitely good to hear that they're in a better.
And then there was that chance. I mean, when you have Donald Trump and Joe Biden running for president, like people were like actually debating, could Kanye be president? And no.
Place though, and even able to make some jokes about it, especially with Kim's SNL debut. And now on to the big news of the day about.
What is the big news? I can't wait to hear about the big news because it's been bothering me all day. I was driving home going, where's my life going? And what's the big news? But that's me every day.
About Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, because wedding bells are upon us.
Yeah.
The Blink-182 drummer proposed to Kourtney last night on the beach in Montecito, and afterwards, family and friends gathered together for a celebratory dinner. Once the Poosh founder posted this news on Instagram, she was immediately flooded.
What's the catch?
Flooded with sweet messages in the comments section.
What's the catch?
Kourtney's sisters, Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian, both commented red heart.
But what's the catch?
Emojis. And the Skims founder also shared a video of Kourtney and Travis on her own page with the caption, Travis forever. While we've yet to hear anything from Kourtney's ex, Scott Disick, Shanna Mokler, who's Travis.
Here it is. Here's the catch.
Travis's ex-wife did post an interesting message on her Instagram story.
She's not salty at all.
As she hinted at taking a pause for some quote-unquote spiritual maintenance.
Listen. There's a lot of maintenance with you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.